This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Geek and Sassy. I'm Jennifer Smith. I'm here with the wonderful and beautiful Miranda. Say hi, Miranda.
Hello, Miranda.
How are you?
The same, I guess.
The same? Look at us recording another episode.
I know. I was like, as you were like doing the introductory there, I was like, hashtag we got our shit together.
Yeah, we did.
I was like thinking to myself and doing my head bob, and I was like, wait, once again, no one can see me. My dog can't even see me. She's dead asleep.
Well, on this episode, we kind of had to be timely, though, right? Because
yes,
we're talking about fall TV premieres.
Well, in the next couple of episodes, we actually have timely because we have TV and guests to take part in said TV. So you kind of have to be timely with those.
All right. Well, you wanted to get started?
I mean, how are you, though? Like,
okay.
You're like, hey, how are you?
Well, interestingly, I went to Redneck Karaoke.
How did that go?
That was extremely fun. Yes, that was at...
Everybody dressed up, right? Like, that was the whole...
Yes, that was at our friend Nick Duke's house, his family's place, in the middle of nowhere, Georgia.
How long did that take you to drive?
It was a 3-hour drive.
Yeah, because that would make sense because you've been over there before when you still lived here locally and it was about an hour.
Yes.
Because I remember that phone call you called me one night like randomly at 6:30 and you're like, hey, we're going to Nick's.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I doing with my kid? Well, that's right. It is about an hour.
It was a blast.
Too bad.
We sang a lot of country songs.
Those are the best.
Well, I mean, with that crowd, it was. Greg and I are quite the duo when it comes to country music. So, and then we, you know, when the karaoke wrapped up, I was like, well, we're in the middle of nowhere in Georgia. And so there's got to be an old cemetery around here.
Oh, dear Lord.
So I said, Nick, where's the cemetery at? And he said, yeah, I know where one is. And I said, let's get on the golf cart. So we went on the golf cart in the middle of the night and went to a spooky cemetery. It was awesome. And we call that spooking. Like, I call that spooking.
I don't remember calling it spooking, but we called it something growing up.
No,
I don't remember.
Yeah, when I was growing up, my family has a lake house, and there was a cemetery, like an old cemetery nearby, and that's what we would call it when we would, like, us kids would go, you know, when it got dark, and go to the cemetery and try to creep each other out. So it was real fun.
We had one fairly close to the farm, too, and it was, like, well known for being, like, creepy, don't go after there after dark. Like, people used to claim to see, like, I'm not saying that they didn't, because I am one of those that's like, you believe in ghosts? Right on. I believe you. But, like, people would claim to see things, and just weird things did happen that couldn't be explained. So we would go there, and now for the life of me, because you called it spooking, we called it something different. I can't remember what it was. It was they called it Chicken Graveyard. That was the nickname for it.
Okay, that's good. So let me ask you this. After the graveyard thing, we're going back, and then Nick stops and points out this old ass, like, fallen down abandoned house, like halfway, like, grown over with, you know, trees and weeds and everything.
Okay.
I was trying to talk the boys into going in the haunted house with me, is what I called it, you know. And they wouldn't do it. They chickened out. Would you have gone in the haunted house with me?
Okay. So we used to do crap like this all the time when I was in like high school, college, and I would go in the houses. But now there's like that mom in me that's like, wait, it's kind of leaning and boards are falling. Mm-hmm. I now, as an adult mother, have a fear of what if we get trapped in this thing. Not a matter of like, you know, what if we get attacked by ghosts? Like, okay, whatever. It's more of like, what if this building physically collapses us?
That was Greg's argument as well. So yeah. I couldn't talk him
Gregory,
into it.
Old man Gregory.
Mm-hmm. All of them.
The young me would have been like, let's do it, Jenny! Let's do it! And like, probably would have got in there and been like, I'm out! This is creepy! Like, but I would have gone with you in there, and I would have, like, snooped around some. But, like, adult Miranda is thinking, how many times did I go into a house like that? And it probably could have fallen on me.
Yeah, we definitely would have died if we went in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty creepy. But
so,
also,
part of me, yes, would have gone in. The other part would have been standing with Greg, Ma and Pa over here, mm-hmm. been like, well, the house is going to fall on you.
They were all like, you can go. I'm like, I'm not going by myself.
I know. Fuck that. I'm not going by myself. That's not. No. I will go with you. I'm not scared, but I mean, at the same time, I'm like, what if something does fall on me and I'm by myself? No. Mm-mm. Yeah, I would have maybe gone with you. Or I would have tested its ricketiness at least, maybe.
Yeah, you had to like.
How drunk am I?
Well, I was feeling pretty good. I mean, I wasn't. Awful.
I guess it also depends on how drunk I am as well.
Yeah. I mean, I was still, you know, I've been way drunker in my life. So it was that really good sweet spot of drunkenness.
Gotcha.
You know?
Gotcha. Where you're just feeling warm and
just feeling great and invincible.
And you love all your friends like so much.
Oh, so much. Yes.
Gotcha.
It was
I know that.
Blast. Right. So anyway.
Oh, Christmas. You're making me giggle and I truly don't even remember. Like, I remember you guys discussing this in group, but I don't remember what anyone said they were dressing up as.
Well, Nick was Luke Skywalker from The Last Jedi.
Okay.
Russell, of course, had his Ghostbusters.
Did he do his full Ghostbusters?
He did. He went full Ghostbusters.
That thing is hot and sweaty. Trust me.
It was warm.
I have one too.
I was, have you ever seen A League of Their Own?
Yes.
So I was a Peach. So I bought one of the outfits, the baseball dress and whatnot. And so the little hat and everything. I figured since I was going to Georgia then, because it was a movie theme.
I couldn't remember what, I knew there was a theme, but I couldn't remember what that theme was. So.
And then Greg didn't dress up unless he was just somebody real boring because he just wore his work clothes.
Lord.
But I didn't make fun of him too much because he was singing with me and that was fun, so.
Good.
Yeah. But some of the other family members of Nick's, let's see, there was an Audrey Hepburn, Marilyn Monroe. Who else? There was a, it's kind of complicated, but you know how in Gone with the Wind, Scarlett made a dress out of her drapes?
Yes, with the drapes and then Lucille Ball did it on the Lucy show where the curtain rod was actually
That's who
built.
She was. That's who Yeah. So she did that with the curtain rod. It was real
cool. So she did like the Lucille Ball version.
Yeah,
But
she said
great.
Carol Burnett. So I don't know if it was Carol.
Oh, maybe it was Carol Burnett. Yeah. I don't know why I thought it was Lucy.
Yeah, she said
she's probably accurate on that because obviously she picked the costume.
Yeah, it was real funny. There was a guy that had like a Confederate soldier outfit, which I assumed would be like Rhett Butler to Scarlett O'Hara.
Right.
So I kind of jokingly said like those guns are not loaded, right? Thinking like, of course they're not. And then it's like, yeah. Yeah, they
can. Sorry, honey. We live in the South. If someone dresses up as a character at a private event like that, that involves guns, they're probably loaded.
Yeah. So, but it was a great costume, and he had them, in a holster around his head. Looked real cool, but I was like, okay. Let's limit his alcohol consumption.
Very hot costume.
Yes. Yes. It was warm.
Jeez. I need them temperatures to drop it low.
Agree. Okay. Well, maybe the temperatures will drop when these fall TV shows start. How about that?
I would like to think so. But once again, I think it like glosses over the South.
That's true.
It's like you get TV, but you get to live in hell. Like, gee.
And some of these shows have already started. Like, we're pretty timely, but we're also a little bit behind because we're us.
Well, yes and no, because the first one that we always talk about every year when we do this, this is always our first one. And I don't think it's not timely. I think it's that it always starts a couple of weeks ahead of everything else.
Mm.
Technically, it starts before fall premieres really take place.
Yep. And you're talking about American Horror Story, right?
I am talking about American Horror Story.
Now, I know you had a big party to celebrate the premiere.
I did. We did a premiere watch party at my house. And then, that was for episode one. There's two episodes out already. But last week I had to do a fasting lab on Thursday morning at like 7 a.m. And the show airs at 9 on Wednesday nights. So I was like, hey guys, I'm not trying to be rude because we've decided to like kind of keep this going throughout the season. Because it was really cool to kind of, you know, when nothing was, of course you don't like talking during a show, but you know, sometimes in any show there's a little dead time where you can look over at the person and be like, what do you think? So it was kind of cool to do that and watch it with people that I usually end up discussing it with anyway, and to see their reaction like live, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But last week we skipped. So none of the group that has decided to watch it at my house every week has actually watched episode two.
Okay.
So, this season is Apocalypse. So it's American Horror Story Apocalypse. Don't know how yet. We have theories, but don't know how yet, but it combines Coven and Murder House. So Murder House is season one. Coven was three. It has, this is the first time ever that Ryan Murphy is taking huge chunks and names and places and events from past seasons and bringing them into a current season. You know, he's always had like little Easter eggs of seasons to come and seasons of the, or he's brought a character into, like when he did Twisty, he threw him in. He was an American Horror Story freak show, but then they threw him in Clown. Remember last season they had him pop up by name a couple of times?
Right.
So he's done things like that where he pops like one thing or one idea. But this season, apparently he's going to be bringing in a lot. So that's pretty cool. And a lot of the names that people we haven't seen for a few seasons they're back. Like, actor-wise, actor and actress-wise. So, I guess we'll see. It literally starts, the world is ending. It's an apocalypse. The world is ending. So, these certain people, and I don't know why yet, have been chosen to, by some sort of agency, and they're now living in these, like, crazy, protected, weird bunkers.
Mm-hmm.
And you find out that there's more than one of them. I don't know. And they eat like this little jello gelatin square is what they bring them for their meal. And it tells them, they tell them there's all the nutrients and everything that you could need for your body in one of those. And you get one 3 times a day. So if you ration correctly, you should last X amount of months or years or whatever it is. Very weird.
Do you know what the cause of the apocalypse is? In the show?
Yes, you do, because it opens with telling you, like, well, yes and no. So, you know, it was nuclear explosion. It was a nuclear blast, because there's a news reporter saying, I can't believe we actually did this. But I don't know who he's referring to when he says we. Like, I don't know if the U.S. tried to blow up somebody and it's a repercussion of, or if somebody, I don't know that part, but it's nuclear warfare.
Okay.
Essentially, nuclear bomb has.
So how was the premiere?
I'm living on reserving judgment. Cause basically what they did is they spent it was only an hour this year. In the past, season premieres of American Horror Story have been 2 hours long, and it was only an hour. So they were telling you why we're in the apocalypse, and they were introducing you to some of the main characters and the concept of these people living in this bunker, and they've already killed one person. But it's not much beyond that. They, at the very, in like the very last few minutes of the premiere, they give you some snippets where you're like, oh, huh, okay. Like, I felt like all of the best, like, leading you to want to continue the season or giving you information about what's to come happened in like the last 3 to 5 minutes of the premiere.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. So we have some theories on how we think it ties season one already in Murder House. So we'll see.
All right. I want to talk a little bit about American Vandal.
Yes.
Because the second season of that show just dropped on Netflix on Friday.
Is it Friday? Okay.
The 14th. And did you ever end up watching the first season?
I didn't. I remembered. I was actually going back and listening to, obviously we had to go back. If you've listened to episode 26 drop, then Jenny and I went back and listened to like all of our old episodes to get the different clips. So when I was listening to previous episode of ours, we talked about season one. And I was like, yeah, I have every intent to go watch it. And like, I never did. And this may sound really bad, and I hope no one takes offense to this, but like, I truly, when it originally showed like that preview clip, and then you guys explained to me, like, no, this is for real, it's going to be on Netflix, I was like, oh my God, I have to watch that. Somewhere along the way, I lost interest in wanting to watch it.
Well, that's fair. But I will say that I thought season one was really well done and surprisingly addictive and engrossing, okay, despite the subject matter, right? So, because it sounds silly. And then when I saw the trailer for season two, they just seemingly doubled down on the silliness, right? Because the premise for season two is who is the turd burglar, right?
I did see that. I was like, what?
So the quote unquote investigators from season one, the documentarians, it's all sort of like meta, because they're like, after the success of our first documentary, and you know, we got a Netflix show out of it, you know, and so they're like, all across the country, everybody was sending us their mysteries, and they wanted us to come in and do the documentary about their thing. So what they decided on was an incident at a Catholic high school, a rich private Catholic high school, that people called the brownout, where somebody had poisoned or slipped laxatives into something at lunch, and then it caused almost the entire student body to crap themselves or their immediate surroundings, trash cans, lockers, anything that they could physically crap into. So it sounds just like ridiculous, but they make it so freaking compelling the way they do the documentary. And you get so caught up in it. It's like, you can't help it. Even though it's so freaking silly. I wish I could describe it, but it's funny. And you end up like really caring for the characters. Most of them, of the actors, you've not seen in anything before. But they're all just so very genuine that it almost feels real. I'm telling you, it almost does. It's great. And then, the conclusion to the story is, it's a little bit like satire on social media and identity theft and bullying. So at the end of the story, you kind of have a deeper appreciation for what they're trying to do, even though they frame it as such a ridiculous concept.
I think also kind of having a show that maybe sometimes you don't have to think about.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's
like you're not having to put in a lot of work of like,
but I
oh
ended
my God,
up thinking
like,
about it a lot. Like, I really did. Like, it's super easy to binge. I think there's 10 episodes, and we did it in a weekend. So,
are they 30 minutes or an hour?
I think they're 45.
Okay, which still is, once again, totally bingeable in a weekend.
Yeah, totally. But, and like I said, it's so addicting that, because they hook you at the end of the of every episode to, like, you're just like, I have to watch the next one. But yeah, it's, I highly recommend it. If that's your thing, I mean, like, I understand some people will not enjoy it, but I enjoyed it a lot.
Oh my God, I was sitting here, so I was sitting here and I was like, yeah, I still will probably, it's not that I lost interest because like, I'm not, I don't find things like that funny or want to watch it. I don't know, just like lost interest along the way. I still will probably at some point watch it, but so I had muted myself because I have a cough and I was talking and nothing was, yeah. So that's what I was saying when I muted myself is that at some point I will probably still give it a go.
I hope you do. It's pretty great. All right. What is next?
I honestly think now that those two, because Netflix is funny because they drop things whenever they want to. Mm-hmm. So that one, we can't really say we're not timely on that one. And then, like I said, American Horror Story is always a couple of weeks earlier than everybody else.
Right.
So I think at this point we are actually getting into, so today's, for us, nothing has happened yet.
Right.
But as of tomorrow, so some of these will have aired by the time you actually listen to the show, but it'll have just started. So we're not missing anything. So I think, but we're finally at that point where we're hitting what is considered fall TV premiere week.
Right. Yes. We're talking about Monday, September 24th.
Yes.
Okay. There's a slew of things on this.
Oh my God, yeah.
And honestly, I don't know that I'm going to watch any of this. So is there anything on the list that you're looking forward to?
Well, this is the Big Bang Theory season premiere.
Right.
Now, it's a special premiere because it's going to stay Thursday. It's going to stay a Thursday night show. And then the same for right after at Young Sheldon, which is, it's just a special premiere time slot. It'll also stay a Thursday night show. So those are both happening at 8 and 8:30 on Monday. And then we'll remove to their respective times from my understanding this week as well. So if I understand it correctly, these two shows will be on Monday night and then
and
again
then
later in the week. Right.
Okay,
and then Thursday. And then I'm behind on The Good Doctor, but I enjoyed it enough that I kept the DVR. Like, now is my time when I will sit and go through the DVR and be like, tell that to stop. Like, mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So for The Good Doctor, even though I'm behind, I told that one to continue. But because it is a really good show. It's very well done. And we've said it time and time again. He's just an amazing actor.
Yeah, I did actually keep up with that one, although I probably do need to go back and watch it because I feel like I have a medical drama, like, void in my life, so.
Well, and that's what you said. You're like, I'm probably going to check this out because I gave up on Grey's Anatomy a long time ago. I was like, me too, sister. Yeah, I gave up on them. And we're not the only ones. I have had other people come to me. I will say, though, if you feel like you're kind of missing out on medical drama, they did a special premiere tonight. I didn't even think about this. The 911.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, it's like a police and a medical drama all at the same time.
And that's on Fox, right?
That's on Fox. It's pretty good.
Is it?
It is. Hmm. So, like, if you are feeling that void still, try 911, I guess.
Okay, that has Jennifer Love Hewitt. Is that correct?
Well, as of this season, yes.
Okay.
She's not in season one.
Okay.
That I remember ever.
Okay.
Yeah, she's new as of season two. And there's some pretty good eye candy on this show, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So there is a new show premiering on CBS called Magnum P.I.
Yep.
You have any interest in this?
I'm not sure. Like, I'm just not sure.
I don't even know who they cast as Magnum P.I.
Let's Google that to our trusty friend, IMDb. We're going to add IMDb to the list of one day they'll pay us.
Sure.
Well, no, like we're always like Netflix. One day you're going to give us Netflix for free. One day IMDb is going to give us something.
Jay Hernandez.
And he has been on something. What has he been on?
Yeah, he has been on something.
So Scandal Lovers. He was in Scandal. He was on Bright. He was in the Bright movie.
Oh, yeah. I know this guy.
As Hernandez.
Yeah.
Or Rodriguez, excuse me.
What do I know him from?
Nashville. Did you ever watch Nashville?
No, I didn't.
I didn't really either, but he was on Nashville.
Oh, he was Diablo in Suicide Squad. That's right.
Yes. Okay. There we go. So he's been in things before, but never like the, never like the main really. And looks like this is all him. He is Thomas Magnum, so.
It's like these CBS shows. I have no idea. Like, it seems like they go on for like 28 years, and I don't know how. Like,
well,
I don't understand who watches them. And I'm not saying that, like, bad. I'm just saying, like, nobody I know watches this.
Well, I don't know if I watch it or not. I will say, I feel like CBS has turned into, like, 80s TV.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, Magnum P.I., yeah. That's not new, you know, like, it's a remake.
Hawaii 5-0.
Children out there who don't know. Yeah, another remake. MacGyver, remake. MacGyver,
yeah.
SWAT, remake.
So weird.
There's more remakes I'll talk about in a minute, because apparently there's a new revival this year that I'm on the fence about.
Yeah, I have an idea.
So Magnum P.I., I know why you ask me, because you know that's my jam, but I'm not sure. I'll probably do like I've done before and watch the first episode on like Hulu later. That way I don't have to worry about clogging up DVR, because now's the time of year where Miranda talks about nothing, but we only got so much room on the DVR in every episode of Geek Sassy. What you do, folks, you only got so much percentage. So, I don't know. I'll let that go on Hulu and see.
Right.
I actually do still pay for the CBS All Access app. So.
Do you see now with Patrick Stewart doing a new Star Trek show, and then also there was something else that's coming to CBS All Access, which I just said I was going to have to. Oh, Twilight Zone, when that comes out.
Yes, and I loved the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, like I could see me buying All Access just for that.
Well,
or stealing your login.
You can steal my login. I was about to say, we have friends of ours that use my CBS All Access. So I don't know how it works with multiple users at one time. We may have to experiment with that. But some friends of ours, and then my nephew. I was trying to think who else. My nephew, Calvin, I think uses it as well. Because he can use it to watch football. Please, no one.
Anything else on that night you want to talk about?
Not that I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be honest. I don't even know what this meant. Like, I feel like I'm like shirking my responsibilities here. I don't even know what manifest is.
That, I think, was something about a lost plane, and then they came back, and it was
yes. Like, they, you guys have actually been away for 5 years or something like that. And, of course, everything has changed. Like, people are remarried, children are grown, that
which I
weren't
feel,
on the plane.
I feel like that's a story that I've seen before. Like, did we not just do this on something recently? I don't know.
No, I think, okay, and I could be wrong. I want to say, now that I realize, I thought it was a different name, but the premieres for this started, like, last, like, before the summer. So, it was, I thought it was a summer show, and I missed it, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But it does have Josh Dallas in it. He was a fantastically hot Prince Charming in Once Upon a Time, so... I don't know. Maybe I'll watch it just for Josh Dallas, just to see.
All right. Well, report back on that one.
I ain't recording it, but I'll check it out.
On Tuesday, the 25th, The Gifted comes back to Fox, which I never did finish the first season.
I never started, but that was one I had reservations about. But everyone says was like so much better than they thought it was going to be and is actually a very good show.
Yeah, I liked what I saw of it, and I've heard good things about it. Of course, your beloved NCIS, that's one of yours, right?
Whoop, whoop! That's like my big one. You know me. You know me and my Gibbs.
And also NCIS New Orleans.
Yes. Which is really good.
Well, it's in New Orleans, so it has to
If they would quit making Hottie McHotpants say, Roll Tide.
Oh, Jesus.
All the time on it.
What? Never watching that.
Well, his character is from Alabama, and so every now and then when they pick on him about it, or they say something, or they'll be like, did you catch the game? And he'll be like, you know I did, Roll Tide. And I'm like,
good God.
Lucas Black. Oh, he's been in a bunch of stuff. But yeah, Mr. Hottie McHotpants, if they could just make him stop saying that on occasion. And every time he says it, Jerry likes him as an actor because he was in a movie, a golf movie that Jerry really likes where he's the main character. And every time he says it, he's like, ooh, like Jerry just cringes.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. Also coming back on that night is This Is Us, which I don't watch, but I know a lot of people
don't watch
do.
Either.
So that's going to be huge. And then a couple of new shows, one on CBS called FBI, which I watched the trailer for that and I found it interesting. Number one, because they had a slowed down version of the song Wonderwall, which is one of my favorite songs. So I was like, you get points for that. And then Dallas Roberts is in it. It looked like playing a villain. So that was interesting.
I'm not sure on that, but I did see the cast looked pretty decent.
The cast did look good, yeah. So, you know, it's called FBI, so you can pretty much guess. It looked like terrorism and whatnot from the trailer.
Yeah, it's about – I did look this one up because this is my jam. It's kind of the inner workings of the New York office of FBI, because, you know, there are multiple offices all over the U.S. And it kind of shows you – so I guess it would follow along kind of the shows that I watch. But I don't know. I'm kind of excited that you're like, it looks interesting. I'm like, but, yeah, it's a procedural drama is what they refer to them as. But it's about the inner workings of this specific New York office of the FBI. So you can bet there's going to be cases that are going to work. There's going to be some love interest that's going to happen. There's probably going to be, like, you know, stuff like that.
Right. And then
technology that does not exist. Once again, let me repeat, does not exist. Oh.
And then that same night, we have New Amsterdam on NBC, which is, like I said, on another thing, like, it's like another one of those medical dramas that felt recycled to me just from the trailer. Like, Renegade you know, do-gooder doctor wants to change the system and goes against authority and goes against,
right.
you know, I mean, it looked fine. The cast looked good.
He's from the Blacklist, the yeah. main. Yeah, he's from Blacklist. And then he had his last season. He got that Blacklist spinoff show.
Mm-hmm.
It obviously got canceled. So he's on New Amsterdam.
I mean, like,
I can't even think of his name right now.
Sure. I mean, why not? I think the twist at the end of the trailer was like the doctor has cancer. So,
he has something. I don't think they. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know if they ever actually said what was wrong.
I think that's what she said. And
I want to say it also follows along that maybe he also wasn't always a do-gooder.
That makes sense.
Like, he became this do-gooder doctor because of an incident or something mm-hmm. of some sort.
Yeah. You know. Okay. I don't mean to sound, like, dismissive about it, but I'm just...
No, I see what you're saying. It feels familiar. It feels recycled. We've been here before. Deja vu. Give us something new.
Right.
That rhymes. I'm going to keep that as my new hashtag.
You are a poet, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll be here till a couple more hours.
Wednesday, September 26th. On this night, we have the return of, let's see, Survivor...
They need to die.
Empire on Fox.
Which was really good from what I understand. I never watched it, but.
The Goldbergs on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have? Single Parents on ABC.
I want to watch this.
Yes, I looked at this too. The trailer was funny. It has, what's her face? From Gossip Girl in it.
Oh.
Yeah, that girl. But it's like a group of single parents. All their kids go to the same school. Mm-hmm. And then I think his name is Taryn.
I think it may be the teacher or the principal or something like that.
So they get a new, like, super eager, like, new single dad or whatever.
Yep.
That tries to get part of their group, and so they have to, like, show them the ropes and whatnot. But it looked funny.
It did. It looked like it would be pretty funny. So I was like, I think I'm going to be watching that.
And then another one that was a little bit more interesting, I think, is called A Million Little Things.
Yes.
That is on ABC. And what makes me interested in this in particular is the actor Ron Livingston, who is one of my favorites and is hardly ever on shit most of the time that I can see.
I am so glad. Well, okay. You are interested in it because of one of your favorite actors who doesn't do a lot of stuff. One of my favorite actors who doesn't do a lot of stuff is going to be on here.
Which one is that?
It's James Rhoda.
Okay.
Who was on Psych.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be cute. He's good, though. He's good at being funny, and this is serious.
Oh, yeah, it is, because it's about suicide. Yeah.
Yes, it's about a group of friends, lifelong friends, from what I can understand.
Well, they were stuck in an elevator together, and that's how
right,
they,
but it's
that's
become
how they
like,
met each other.
Right, and they've become friends, like right. lifelong, transcending.
Which is interesting to me.
Right. But, like you said, it deals with suicide, so they decide to, that they want their lives to be more meaningful, more fuller, or fulfilling, and it's because of his death, it's because of his suicide, and they're also kind of baffled by his suicide, because mm-hmm. I think in the trailer, they're like, we didn't even know, he was dealing with this, and I think in James Rhoda's character, because it goes through, like, the long trailer, goes through telling you some of their problem, like some of the things that each person is going through. And I want to say James Rhoda has cancer on the show. Like his character has
yes.
cancer.
Yes. And another one was just about to commit suicide when
right.
he got the call that his friend had killed himself.
Yes.
And
was
it
like
stopped
in
him.
Literally in the moment of doing it or going to do
taking
it.
Taking pills.
Caused him to stop.
Which, this is one of those shows kind of like This Is Us, where it's like it might be too much for me. And
it might be. I might not be able to do it. Yeah. I never started. I think I recorded like the first two or three episodes of This Is Us. And then when everybody was like, and I'm sobbing already. Mm-hmm. And episode three, and I'm sobbing again. And then when they got through season one and they're like, I own stock in Kleenex. I was like, anybody that knows me knows I cry at like Subaru commercials. So probably not.
Yeah. I mean, I love that. I love that people have that connection and that. Reaction to that show. It's just like me. I can't like, no, I'm trying to like hide all my emotions. So like, I don't need to get in my feels in any more ways.
Right, I am a crier just in general. So like, I'm really pissed off at you. I cry. Mm-hmm. I'm extremely sleepy. I cry. I'm very hungry and can't do anything about it. I cry. So, and then there's moments where like, you're watching a television show and it's just overly emotional. I will cry. Like, I'm a crier. Now, what everyone does find weird about me is I can read a very, like, extremely emotional, upsetting book and I don't cry. I don't know why. I don't know if it's a visual thing for me.
It might be.
Or like, a physical thing. Mm. Anyway, yeah, I don't cry. There are a few books that I can tell you at one point in the book that I did cry, but yeah, so that's why I never watched This Is Us, because I was like, I already own stock in Kleenex. They don't need to get, like, everything I own, too.
Oh, my son will be interested to know that South Park returns on that day as well.
He kills me. How many seasons did this make?
Oh, my Jesus, like...
Because this came out when I was young.
It's got to be 25 or more.
Let's see.
So, I'm sure he would know if I were to ask him.
Oh, my gosh. I just remember him trying to do... There was some game on his phone that he had when we went to the Children's Museum a few summers ago. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hey, Caden. And he was trying to, like, quiz Caden. Caden's like, I don't know.
No.
And he's like, I'll tell you when. Like, he knew it was so weird.
No other 9-year-olds get to watch South Park. Jeez, kid.
Well, and you did say, like, there's parts of it that, like, he just doesn't even get.
No, but.
First aired on August 13th of 1997.
Oh, shit. So we're 21?
Yeah. Woo-woo, South Park's legal.
Damn.
To drink.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Dear God. But I mean, like, look at The Simpsons.
Yeah. Well, that's a little bit more G-rated.
1989 for The Simpsons.
Yep. All right. On Thursday, the 27th, of course, you have Grey's Anatomy coming back on ABC. You have The Good Place on NBC.
Yay!
Which I know you love that show.
I love that show.
You have Law & Order SVU doing their premiere on NBC, Mom on CBS, and
Mom's really good. I really like Mom.
This is an interesting one, and I'll be interested to see what you say about it.
I don't know.
The revival of Murphy Brown on CBS. Thoughts?
I truly don't know how I feel about this. I remember Murphy Brown as a kid. Like, I remember my mom watching it, and I want to say I usually would watch it, too. Because there wasn't anything in it that was... I mean, anything that would have been in it that I didn't get, obviously, went over my head because of my age. So this aired originally in 1988. So I would have been, like... almost 4. So clearly I didn't get a lot of crap. But it continued to air for a little bit. Because
it was pretty long.
I remember the house. Like, I can remember the house that I... Oh my God, my dog is so weird. Sorry.
No, it's fine. I
just don't know.
Number one... After watching the trailer for the revival, it sparked a lot of memories for me. I think the cast still looks great. Really. Mm-hmm. They really have
aged well. They do really do.
And I think that Candace Bergen is tremendous. I think the whole cast is. And I think that this is going to do well. Unless we do a Roseanne and somebody like tweets out something ridiculous and gets everybody like,
which in this day and age, it's very possible that it happens.
I mean, from what I remember of Murphy Brown, it was pretty progressive, especially when it came to like women in the workplace.
It was. That was part of, I think I remember an episode specifically where they're like standing at the water cooler and she gets mad and she looks at the guy and is like, You're just doing this because I'm a woman. Like, and that was a big...
She was pretty much in everybody's face all the time.
Yeah.
From what I recall. And so I'm interested to see what they're going to do as far as, like, is she toned down? Is she ramped up? Is she the same? Is it, you know, because she did have a kid in the TV show.
Yes, she had a kid.
And so anyway, I just think it's... To me, it's out of left field, like out of everything. This
it was
revive, like, but out of everything on CBS, this is what I'm most likely to watch.
I do want to check it out. Jake McDormand is in it. We've mm-hmm. talked about him a couple of times before. He was part of our Gone Too Soon segment when we talked about Limitless.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, and he's just a really good actor.
I like him a lot.
I do. He was on that ABC/Freeform Family, whatever you want to call it. He was on one of the shows there that I loved so much before. Also, and I just like him.
Also, when I was looking at this, I started thinking, like, is this streaming anywhere? Is Murphy Brown streaming anywhere? Because I'd like to see how those episodes hold up.
Right.
But they're not. They're not
streaming. I didn't think so.
So
which
I'm
it
like,
would be. Which is kind of weird because I'm looking at this and going, unless you are our age and you remember specific episodes or your parents watching it, then you have no idea what this is.
Right.
And for people that are younger than us, they're going to be like, well, if I can't stream it, then I'm just not going to watch it at all.
And another interesting aspect to this is her job. She was a reporter and mm-hmm. like an anchor woman. So then that brings you to like the state of broadcast journalism right now. This is a whole nother aspect to get involved in. So I don't know. I think this
and
has
they
a
were
lot of potential.
Pretty, if I remember correctly, they were pretty like along with being progressive. Part of being progressive is that they were topical for multiple reasons mm-hmm. because of her job being the main one. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering how that'll all play out.
Me too.
Because we have also talked about, like, watching shows to escape all of that crap.
That is true. That is true. But I feel like if you can make it funny, then...
Right.
And I always remember that show being funny.
If you can make it funny and make it to where no matter what someone kind of feels, mm-hmm. we're talking topically, mm-hmm. That it applies, it's not like lumping and saying this is only good for this one group of people. Mm-hmm. Then I think it'll be pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking of something I was going to say, and I got sidetracked. Anyway,
you'll remember in a minute.
Yeah, I will. Anyway, moving on. SWAT also comes back on that night on CBS, and
I can't help but SWAT.
Of course, How to Get Away with Murder on ABC after Grey's Anatomy and all that stuff.
There's a lot of people that really like that show. I never started watching that show. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that really like it. And like I said, I gave up on SWAT. I mean, yes, it's Shamar Moore. And who doesn't want to watch an hour of some Shamar Moore every week? But I don't know. It just did not hold my interest like a television show needs to.
Yep.
So, next.
On Friday, September 28th, we have MacGyver on CBS. And then Last Man Standing revival on Fox. So, that's a thing.
Which I sorry. I really loved that show. So mm-hmm. I am excited to see it back somewhere.
Do you wonder if it's going to be significantly different on another network, or you're not worried about that?
I mean, I am a little worried because it's kind of like when Supergirl moved to a new network. Now it came to the network that was the best fit for it. Mm-hmm. So it worked, it's worked out great. Mm-hmm. But that, I mean, that's always going to be a concern because you're not talking about moving to a new night, which we discussed. And if you're a longtime listener of ours, you know that we repeat over and over again, moving a show to a new night can be horrible or can be great. So you're not talking about moving it to a new night. You're talking about moving it to an entire new network. So,
and a Friday night slot.
It was a Friday night slot before.
Was it?
Okay. It was. It was a Friday night slot before with Dr. Ken.
Okay.
Those two came on Friday night because I would record them and I would watch them on Saturday mornings when I was like folding laundry and doing the Saturday morning things that you do.
Okay.
Around the house. Yeah. So, well, or like I don't go places on Friday night. So sometimes I would just watch it on Friday night.
I expect yeah, it'll do well because, you know, there's a huge uprising or whatever.
Right.
A fan cry to get it picked up with another network. So I'm going to assume it's going to work out.
I feel like that for that reason alone, like you just said, the whole reason it's back is the reason that it should still do well. I don't know. There were just a lot of, I don't know. It was one of those, like, it could be a good family show, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, there wasn't anything in it. Caden could be in the room with me and watch it. Mm-hmm. And there were funny moments and there were serious moments and there were, it's just like any 30-minute family sitcom, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those, like, either you like it and it applies to you and you're cool with this family or you're not. And either way is okay. But it's really funny. Cause remember I talked about an episode once where their neighbors, they found out the husband was really big into Jane Austen. So she invites him to her Jane Austen book group.
Oh yeah. I remember that.
They have like really funny moments like that too. And they did. I mean, Jonathan Taylor Thomas makes an appearance every now and then.
Oh, well, that's cool.
He does.
Might be worth it for just for that.
He's adorable.
He is. And so it comes on right before the premiere of The Cool Kids.
Yes.
On Fox. Which, when I turned on this trailer, I was like, what is this? And then, then I saw Vicki Lawrence was on it.
Right.
I was a huge fan of Mama's Family. When she that, was on show, that show,
yes. Oh my God. That show was.
I grew up on that show.
I think everybody grew up on that show that was our age.
I think that Vicki Lawrence is a best. Fucking genius. I think she's hilarious. I'm so glad she's back on TV.
Yes.
And so there's also, who else is on this? David Alan Greer. And, the guy Leon from the Roseanne show.
I don't know his real name.
That's what I
Martin mean. Mole?
Yeah.
The old guy? Old,
yeah.
I hate to say old guy.
Yeah.
He'd be like, hey, you old guy that's been in a bunch of things. I think Martin Mole.
And so they're in a retirement home and mm-hmm. one of their friends dies. And so Vicki Lawrence tries to get in with their group, you know, her and the boys.
Yeah, she's the newcomer.
The newcomer to their group. So I just think, I don't know if that sounds funny to me, Vicki Lawrence is just freaking selling me on that show.
Oh, I know. I think I know who you're talking about. You're not talking, Martin Mull is a good one. You were talking about Leslie Jordan. Tiny little, like, older guy that's just hysterical and isn't been in, like.
Oh, well, yeah.
Is that who you're talking about?
No, I was talking about Mull. But he is also on that show.
Yes.
From Will and Grace.
He was in Will and Grace. He's been in everything.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Yeah. He is so funny.
He was on
American Horror Story, too. Yeah, he's been in three different seasons of American Horror Story.
I just saw him on an old episode of Lois and Clark, which I'm rewatching on DC Universe. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to last.
It's a great cast along.
I can see that being like super funny.
Yes. Yes. I'm excited for that one. That one looks really funny.
That time slot worries me, but. At least it's on Fox and not CBS.
The crowd that they're trying to grab and the fact that DVR is so prevalent. Mm-hmm. And then also the fact that a lot of people don't actually have cable anymore.
True.
So they don't watch it till the next day or early. Mm-hmm. If you pay, like some of those apps like CBS All Access that we mentioned earlier, if you pay for the full All Access and you don't just use the CBS app, sometimes they give you content early. So maybe, I mean, I don't remember how the Fox app works, but I want to say sometimes you get it early if you're a special lucky one or mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think in the day and time of that, maybe time slot isn't as important, but there still are obviously a lot of people, believe it or not, that have cable and watch it when it airs. And
that's fair. Kind of thing. I agree with that. I don't know. It just feels like a deliberate choice to put something on the front end. Even though you're right. I mean, it doesn't matter, but I feel like it kind of does.
Gotcha.
I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway.
No, I know what you're saying, but like you feel like you're not wording it correctly.
Yeah. I was trying to find new. Okay. On that night, what else do we have? We have Y5O and Hell's Kitchen, Blue Bloods, and Dateline.
Dateline, which I do sometimes watch episodes of Dateline.
Every now and then they'll get me hooked on it.
Yeah. It depends on what, because obviously each week it's a different topic. So sometimes it's like they're telling you about a murder that took place, or they're telling you about, one week they did, a whole thing, one of the Datelines this summer on pandas, which you know I recently had to learn a lot about. Mm-hmm. But they do stuff like medical, like a whole hour of this certain medical thing, or they did a Dateline on how legal marijuana in Colorado works, by the way. Recommended Ooh. Episode. You learn a lot of it. Like, Jerry and I were engrossed in that episode. Like, Jerry is one that, like, He never smoked weed. He's not really cool with, like, you do you in your own home, but at the same time, he's like, nah, dog. If that makes sense. Like, he's not going to judge you for it, but it's not for him, if that makes right. sense. But he was completely enamored and engrossed with this episode. It just gives you a lot of information, and you realize, well, man, if that's how it's working, why isn't it working that way through the whole country, because that is stupid smart and bringing in so much revenue. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so Dateline has some pretty cool individual episodes. And then other times I'm like, I don't care.
All right. And then the next night we have the premiere of Saturday Night Live on NBC with host Adam Driver and Kanye West.
I will watch that. Adam Driver.
I love me some Adam Driver.
Be still my heart. Mm-hmm. You guys know how I feel about long-haired fellas, but, oh.
Yep. Kanye, not so much, but.
Not fine. So much.
I can fast forward through
him. Kanye through the wire era Kanye? Yeah. Like, interested in watching him.
Yeah.
Not like, woo! Like I am about Adam Driver.
I might watch him just to see what kind of crazy shit he does, but that's about it.
Right? I hate when they bring people on, though, and they try to add into the skits, and, like, the skit is funny, but that person is not funny.
Oh, yeah. Kanye is not funny.
He's not funny.
No. Just let him sing and then
leave. And he doesn't take things funny. So maybe he's just the musical guest.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. We shall see.
On Sunday, September 30th, we have The Simpsons coming back on Fox.
Which my kid is, like, driving me nuts about. Can I watch it? Can I watch it? Can I watch it? And we do let him watch the majority of it. But there are some episodes where I'm like, nope, not this one. So my kid, like, I had my calendar that you and I printed laying on my desk. And he took a blue highlighter, because I was using pink to highlight all my shows. He took a blue highlighter and highlighted Simpsons and wrote, yes. In Caden handwriting, like I didn't know.
You should let that boy watch Simpsons.
I probably will. I mean, we're 12 now.
Right.
So, yeah,
he could definitely do that.
And there's still going to be so much that goes over his head. It'd be fine.
Bob's Burgers is on that night, too, and Family Guy.
I did say no to Bob's Burgers. It ain't happening.
Okay. NCIS, Los Angeles.
This is Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of only briefly was like, not sure about the God friended me.
Yeah.
I don't know how biblical, religious. Obviously, it's there in the title, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be. Because don't you remember the one a few years ago with Maggie Lawson where she had the guardian angel, but it was actually it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's going to be like that or if it's going to be like dramatic.
It looks more dramatic to me.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
It was like the premise was the guy is like a preacher's son who grows up and then is kind of like agnostic/atheist.
Right.
And then gets a friend request from God.
And other people start getting them as well. Yeah. That have had crap things happen in their life.
Anyway, and it's like meet this one person and it leads to this situation and leads to that situation. Right. So it looks like something has steered him into this, thing for a divine purpose. We'll see.
But Brandon Michael Hall is a good actor. Mm-hmm. So I was like, maybe I'll see.
God Friended Me is not a great title.
No. And we've also talked about that before. Mm-hmm. Your title ruining.
Yeah, you're going to have to come up with something better than that.
Yeah, not sure about that.
Is there anything else on that Sunday night that you would like to talk about?
Did you look up what the new one on Fox is? It just says Rail?
No, I did not. I missed that one.
Okay. Yeah, I somehow missed that one too, and I just realized like I kind of accidentally partially highlighted it because of NCIS LA. So it's a successful comic tries to put his life back on track after his marriage falls apart. Okay, that could be.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see who's in it. Little Rail Howery. Okay, I don't know who he is, but okay. Jess Hilarious Moore. Jordan L. Jones. Sinbad's in it as the dad.
Good for Sinbad.
It looks like currently there are only 6 episodes of this show.
Okay.
So maybe they're in waiting to see how this works.
All right.
That might be it's on Fox, 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 9:30. That might be check it out and see if it's funny.
Okay. Well, that wraps up September. So, it's pretty loaded so far.
Which, if you think about it, we're like, man, that's a lot. And that wraps up September. That's just like, that's this week. So we're a week away from October already.
Mm.
And it's still 97 freaking degrees. It feels like 103. I'm not bitter about that at all.
Not at all. All right. So let's take a break right here and then we'll come back and we will start off with fall shows in October.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey, pro wrestling announcer Kevin Kelly here. I want to make sure you are all subscribed to all the great feeds here at Place to Be Nation. It's really easy to do. Just head to iTunes or your preferred podcatcher app today and search and subscribe to the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, which of course includes the full archives of the Kevin Kelly Show, the Place to Be Nation pod feed, and the Pro Wrestling Only feed. Subscribe, listen, and then rate us and leave feedback today. And be sure to give Justin your true thoughts. I mean, don't hold back. After all, he is kind of a jerk. Just listen to Scott.
Place for Nations, JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceForNation.com. We offer them to you on 2 great feeds. On the Place for Nation wrestling feed, we bring you the Mothership, the Place to Be podcast, along with Main Event, Survey Says, the Monday Night Wars, and our monthly pay-per-view reaction show, as well as Jeff Learns Wrestling. In addition to these full-length shows, we also deliver special network podcasts and pod blasts on topics old and new.
Over on the Pro Wrestling Only feed, we dive deep inside the wrestling business with a stacked army of experts leading the way. The feed features potpourri shows such as This Week in Wrestling, Greetings from Allentown, Match of the Week podcasts, and the Military Industrial Suplex. We also have shows that focus intently on certain topics like Through the Years, Worldcast, Strong Style History, Strong Style Story, and Mount Olympus. Plus, the feed has the full archives of legendary shows like Titans of Wrestling, Where the Big Boys Play, Letters from Center Stage, and Letters from Kayfabe, plus much more. And on our very popular Place to Be Nation Pop podcast feed, we offer such great shows as Talking Pop, the Glenn Butler Podcast Hour Spectacular, NBA Team, PTBN Play, Sunday Groove, Breaking Balls, and Lucha Undead,
as well as a veritable podcast heaven for comics fans
with the Hard Traveling Fanboys, Sellers Points, Todd Weber's Conversations, Geek and Sassy, and Marvel Age Podcasts.
You can find all of these current shows, plus archives of our past podcasts, including The Kevin Kelly Show, as well by subscribing to both feeds on iTunes. And while there, be sure to rate and leave feedback today. All these shows, plus others, available at PlayStation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects, and more. Be sure to support our site by using PlayStation.com/Amazon when doing your online shopping, and download our free PTB Vintage Vault Refresh ebooks via the links on our site. We also want to thank our friends at Boneheads Wing Bar in West Warwick, Rhode Island, in Fall River, Massachusetts, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlayStation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Hi there. Have you recently gone through a crisis? Did you find out your friends had been lying to you for years to cover up something they did? Have you discovered that one of your bitter enemies might actually be three people? Were you seemingly killed by a new god only to find yourself quantum leaping through time until you make it back to the present? Was your entire reality wiped out in a cosmic battle between two godlike beings only to be reborn, destroyed, and reborn again? Then join me, Russell Sellers, and my special guests as we help you manage your post-crisis life in DC Post-Crisis Management, a limited monthly series starting in September. We can't promise you closure, but we will try to avoid destroying your hometown and turning you into a homicidal maniac who wipes out time.
Geek and Sassy, Jenny and Miranda here. I'm still talking fall TV premieres, but before we start October, we're going to kind of go through our list of TV shows that got canceled, sadly, or not sadly, from last year. Miranda's got the list. What you got?
So, one that I think you watched too. Did you watch Ghosted at all?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
That's real cute.
Oh, yeah, I really liked it, but apparently it just didn't catch on for whatever reason. And they can't. That was the Adam Scott.
Craig Robertson.
Funny Robbins? X-Files.
Yeah.
Robinson.
Yeah.
Robert? Yeah, okay. That got canceled. They did, if I remember correctly, finish the whole season.
Yes.
But they didn't, like, plan it. Like, they didn't give you an ending, obviously. Mm-hmm. So that was canceled. Timeless!
That poor show.
That poor show, yeah. They canceled it. Everybody was, like, pissed the hell off. They brought it back. Canceled it and left us on a giant cliffhanger.
Well, that's just poor planning. You know what I mean?
It is poor planning.
If you know that your show got brought back, then you're probably not going to get two seasons. You're going to get one more season to wrap your shit up.
Well, no, I don't think it was. I think it got brought back, and then it was like, okay, we'll see how it does. You know, like they do with all shows. Like, we'll see how it does, and then maybe we'll give it a third season. But you know, without a doubt, that there was a point in that time where they're like,
we should at least have an ending.
Right. Yeah. We are not giving this a third season. Let's see what we can do to take care of this.
Yeah, that's dumb.
That was dumb. One I know that you were bummed about. I never finished, but I know that you and a lot of our friends really liked it. And I remember it had excellent music on Netflix with Everything Sucks.
Yes, I love that show. I don't understand why it got canceled. Especially on Netflix, because, I mean, I don't know. I don't get it.
I wonder what their reasoning was behind that one. Because now I haven't looked up the reasoning. With the exception of like a couple of these, I've not looked up the reason to any of these. There's one that I found on the list that I don't know if you even know about yet, and I want to see what you think when we get to it. Deception, which I told you guys about a couple of times, where he was master of deception essentially, and it was him and his twin brother, and they were being framed. Mm-hmm. His twin brother's framed. Yeah, I guess they decided to can that shit. But once again, a summer show that you didn't advertise very well because you were like, oh, I didn't even know that that was a thing. And I said, yeah, I'm really enjoying it. And then episodes like stopped recording at one point this summer. And I was like, oh, well, maybe that was the series season finale. Okay. And then they started recording, but on like Saturday night.
Hmm.
So I think it was like, oh, well, we'll give you the rest of what we already made.
Right, like it didn't
matter.
Like,
they knew.
Yeah, like, they knew it was done. Weird.
Really liked that. That was a pretty good one. One that you and I briefly talked about, The Heathers. We've been waiting to see, like, where it was going to come on. So, we didn't know it had even actually started yet. The funny thing is it has a note that says, canceled, but shopping around.
Welp. I would like to try it out.
I've never seen that note before. That leads me to believe that it was on Paramount Network, too, which is an odd channel to have a show like that. But anyway, super duper duper sad about this, but The Librarians.
Aww.
It was season 4 they made it through. And, of course, there were the movies. They had those little campy B-rate Librarian movies. Mm-hmm. That led up to them deciding to do this show to begin with. I loved that show so much. It was a bummer. That was on TNT?
Yes.
Yeah. And then a show that you guys have haven't talked about in a while. It was a PBS show, Mercy Street.
Mm-hmm.
It was the hospital during the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
It was right there on that town where some people were.
Was it Civil War or World War?
No, it was the Civil War because they're in a town where some people are like, they will treat the Confederate soldiers that need treatment. But they are actually one of those like mixed because they also have it's predominantly a northern town. It's like a safe town, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. I got you.
It had Josh Radnor in it.
Right.
Yeah. It was really good. And then I picked up a book when we were in D.C., like a chapter of, like, women. Because this was, like, apparently some of the people in the show were real. Like, that hospital was a real place, mm-hmm. and those people were real people, but there's no factual to, like, the story, if that makes sense.
Okay.
We've talked about this before where it's historical fiction, but it's based with real facts in there.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So they canceled that. That's a bummer. But I will say it was a good watch. It was they got 2 seasons at least. And then Jenny broke my heart by telling me The Mick on Fox. Mm-hmm. That show is not for everyone, though.
Like, it was popular, though. I never watched it.
It was popular, but
yeah.
It could go to places that you were like, okay. It was funny. And then you, I don't know if you ever started the show. I know you had intention, but the 10 Days in the Valley? that was new last year.
Oh, yeah. No, I never ended up watching.
The Kara Sedgwick.
Yeah, yeah. That got canceled.
Apparently it got canceled.
Well, at least I didn't waste time on it then.
And yeah, there are others that got canceled that were new last season, but they weren't anything that you and I ever expressed interest in. So other people can check the list. But this one, I feel like if the next one, which is the last one on my list, I feel like if you knew about this one, you would have already texted me or told me.
Oh, no.
They've canceled Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
I did know that, but...
What?
But didn't they break up that last season into two parts?
They did, and remember we had this whole discussion on the show about how it was, that was very weird, and couldn't believe, and they even had some, just like, there was part of the season that was just weird in general.
But they haven't dropped that second part yet.
I don't know that they're going to.
Well, I would assume it was all filmed at the same time.
One would assume that, but, I mean, they do that to a lot of shows now, like Ranch. They do part 1A, part 1B, part 1, part 2, you know. I don't know.
Okay.
But I did look up this Netflix, why Netflix chose to cancel Everything Sucks. They said, so they look at analytics, right, of how many people watched the first episode. How many finished? Because they know where you're at. I mean, they save it for you, so they know where you're at. So the amount of people that started the first episode was extremely high, but it was very low numbers of who actually finished the first episode or went further into the season at all.
Well, that's a shame because it was really good. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I'm most bummed about.
Yeah, because they did say, although the show's the episode was actually 20, it was a 23-minute long episode, and in spite of that, it just seems like at a certain point, obviously they know when, so maybe that was their, like, oh, well, if they cut off then they're not going to like anything else we do, because that was our, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Got to hook them early.
Right, right.
Well, crap.
Which I watched like two or three episodes and honestly, I liked it, but I never went back to it. And I remember I was like, oh, I want to finish that. I remember really liking the music though.
Yeah, the music was great.
Great. Well, that stinks. Kimmy Schmidt.
So we're in October now.
We are in October.
The
which
best
means...
month of all the months is October.
Jenny's birthday. Mm-hmm.
And I will remind you guys that we are not covering any of the CW shows on this because that will be our next episode.
We always do our CW extravaganza.
Yeah. We will have a guest for that one. And so that'll be a little bit more in-depth because it's obviously superhero shows for the most part.
Right.
And so we'll want to get like kind of more into that.
Mm-hmm.
But on October 1st, which is a Monday, we have The Neighborhood on CBS.
Which looks really funny.
It does look funny. That is Cedric the Entertainer. It's like a family sitcom where a white family moves into an African-American neighborhood.
Right.
So I thought that...
And the who is it that plays the dad? It's Max Greenfield. Is the dad that moves into the new, and Beth Bears, who was on Two Broke Girls.
Right.
She was Caroline on Two Broke Girls. And what was Max's name on
Schmidt.
Schmidt, thank you. It looks really funny.
It does look funny.
Even my
thought this was Taylor known as wrong one.
Who'd you think it was?
No, I was I was looking at the wrong thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that looks pretty funny. Cedric the Entertainer, I've always liked. So we'll see. And just the premise is funny.
You know,
like fish out of water type deal. And kind of a bold idea to do sort of a show like this right now.
But, I mean, think about it. We've had movies like this before where, like, she goes to bring home the guy that she's going to marry. And remember the one that was Ashton Kutcher was in that was actually a remake?
Oh, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Guess Who.
Guess Who, and, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, and then the remake was Guess Who.
Right.
Which they flipped it, I think, because originally Guess Who's Coming to Dinner was a white fit, was it?
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the reversal here.
We're doing the reversal of it again.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Guess Who was funny. It was really good. Mm-hmm. So if they do that. And I always say her name wrong, but Arnold, that's going to play Cedric.
Tanisha.
Yeah, she's really great. Funny.
Yeah, she is. She's super funny.
I like her. She's very pretty, too.
And then after that, on CBS, we have Happy Together, the premiere of that.
And I can't remember if I watched the preview.
That one looks funny because it it is Damon Wayans.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's the one where he's like a...
He's like a...
manager or something
like
that.
He's like an accountant for a pop star.
That's it. I knew he was something.
And so...
And the wife, I know her from several things.
She's super cute and funny. And so they're in this situation where the pop star has something happen, and he has to hide out in a regular neighborhood, and he just ends up at their house. And they're just like, they're kind of nerdy, like kind of super nerdy,
right?
And lame, like. And this young pop star gets just kind of shows up out of nowhere, and then they get sucked up into his life. I don't know. It looked pretty funny to me.
It did look pretty. She is also from the show that Jake McDormand was on, the Greek show that was from when it was still ABC Family. Mm-hmm. She's from that.
I've seen her on something else, too.
Oh, she's been on several things. I cannot think of. Amber West is her name. Amber Stevens West. She's been on. She was on Ghosted, actually. She's been
That's
in
where I know her from.
Yeah, she was on Ghosted. She was in a couple episodes of New Girl. But she was on Greek. That's the one that she's, like, probably the most known for.
Yeah, I like Damon Wayans Jr. quite a bit. When he was on Happy Endings. I always loved that show, so... funny that he's going to another show with a happy title.
Right.
All right. So we don't have anything.
There's nothing on October 2nd for anyone new. Mm-hmm. Because I guess everything that was going to be a Tuesday night either premiered the week before or is to come.
Mm-hmm. So Wednesday the 3rd. We've got SEAL Team on CBS and Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds! Which, if they keep getting rid of people, I may stop watching. Uh-oh. That's like that's one of my favorites. If they do what I think they may be doing, I go,
Thursday,
Fourth,
yes, correct. Why does that? Okay, Super Sore on NBC.
Yes,
super ready for that show to come back.
Oh my God, yes. I need to know what is going on.
Will and Grace on NBC.
Did you keep watching that?
No, Will I did not.
Grace? I didn't either.
Susan said it was still real funny though. I Feel Bad on NBC.
I really want to watch this.
Is that a new show?
It is.
Okay. Because I feel like when I watched the trailer, it said returning.
No, so it's I got brand confused. New.
So she's like a working mom with her kids and her husband and her parents all living in the same house, it looked like.
Yes, is from what I understand. They either live like right next door to each other, so they're always with each other, or they all have to live together for whatever reason.
And so it's just like a series of like why she feels bad and like she has like a dream about somebody other than her husband, and you know, that's fine.
It's a comedy about her learning to be okay with being imperfect, and I think that's why I'm gonna love this show so much. Like, she is a mom, she's a boss, she's a wife, friend, daughter, all those things that most of us are. Well, some of us. Anyway, and trying to, the day-to-day life of, you can't feel bad about some things that you just can't, you don't have any control over, I guess. Just, you know? And you're not perfect. No one's perfect.
Yeah.
It looked really funny. Did you see the preview, the butt slapping thing?
Yes.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Her her dad mistakes her for her mother and slaps her on the ass.
And then I guess later, that's part of the preview, and then I guess later in this episode that they're going to show us, her husband then mistakes her mother for her.
And slaps her on
the ass. And slaps her on the ass.
All right, I might watch it just for that gag. That's pretty
right? Funny. That, I mean, that's funny.
And then Law and Order SVU, their time slot premiere, yeah.
Well, and
the other one was
Good Place is the same.
Yeah.
It's moving time slot. Right.
On Friday the 5th, mm-hmm. we have Big Mouth on Netflix.
I never watched it.
I'm super stoked for that. It's an animated, like, coming-of-age comedy. Super, super filthy. And
yes, very
super
adult.
Hilarious. Fucking amazing. I love this show. And Into the Dark premiere on Hulu. Which
it's a horror anthology series.
Yeah, yeah.
With each holiday being inspired, each episode is inspired by a different holiday.
Mm, that's interesting.
Yeah. They have the synopsis for episode one up already, but they don't have any of the rest yet. Season one, episode one is going to be called The Body. And it says, a sophisticated hitman with a cynical view on modern society finds his work made more difficult when he has to transport a body on Halloween night. But everyone enamored by, it doesn't say what they're enamored by, but it says everyone enamored by, oh, there it is. Everyone is enamored by what they think is his killer costume.
Sounds like something for me.
That definitely sounds like something. Maybe we will have to watch this show and talk about it on what show, Jenny?
On Freak Out Drive-In.
Freak Out Drive-In. Check Jenny out on Freak Out Drive-In.
Maybe we'll do that.
That would be pretty cool.
The Man in the High Castle returns to Amazon.
Did you ever watch that?
I watched the first season, but not the second.
Okay. Did you watch Speechless?
Speechless, I am caught up on, I think.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I like that show. Super funny, though.
I didn't look up this child support show.
I didn't either.
I don't know, part of me was like, a show about child support? I don't...
On ABC.
It's Ricky Gervais.
Oh, really?
We may have to figure out what this is. So, a U.S. game show hosted by Fred Savage and features adult contestants. Oh, my God. And interactions between Ricky Gervais and a group of five kids who say the most unpredictable things. So, it's like getting support from a kid.
Oh, the game show. Okay,
it's
yeah.
It's a game show.
Fred Savage
sold. And Ricky Gervais. I'm there. Mm-hmm. I am at the table for that.
Why do I love Fred Savage so much?
Because he is our childhood.
He's so wonderful.
He is so wonderful.
It makes me so... Not that there's anything wrong with game shows. Like, I like game shows. But it makes me sad that, like, this is what he's doing now. Because...
I think Fred Savage is doing this because this is what Fred Savage wants to be doing.
I agree. Yeah, you're probably right. But
if I remember correctly, he's one of those that, like... He doesn't mind doing things like this, and he still wants to work, but he likes to produce and write.
Yeah.
If I remember, he's done some producing and some acting, or obviously acting, but some producing and some directing and things like that. And I feel like that's kind of where he really.
Well, I just I really need him to be on something. That's,
he was in that show. Well, he was. He was.
Yeah, I love that freaking show. No, it was
Friends from College.
Well, yeah.
That's what I was talking about. Like, he was recently on that, most recent.
It was with him and friggin' Rob Lowe.
Oh.
That I cannot remember the friggin' name. The Grinder.
Yes, it got canceled.
Yeah, I know. But that was a great show.
But it was funny.
And he was wonderful on that show.
Because they were brothers.
Yeah.
And he had to come live with
I loved it. So good.
That was funny.
All right. What are we at?
We are at October 6th. There's nothing, I mean.
Not really.
48 hours sometimes, maybe. Every now and then.
Sunday the 7th, we have Doctor Who returning to BBC America with a new doctor, a female doctor for the first time. What do you think? You going to watch?
Yeah, I don't know, because I'm so behind anyway.
Me too. I might just pick it up with her and just skip the rest of 12. Or watch 12's last and then pick up with her.
I don't know, because we had that whole, like, how do you feel about this?
Right,
and I was like,
yeah, you were getting we got Dancing with the Stars Juniors.
Which could be cute.
Yeah, we got The Walking Dead returning to AMC.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. I don't know what that's going to be like, but it sure is going to happen.
To be honest with you, I'm surprised that's not on the, like, we're done with it list already.
Most people are pretty much done with it, but nobody, even this week, they were just like, hey, guess what? We're going to do this for 10 more years and we're going to make movies about it. But I don't know.
Well, maybe that would be better if they canceled it and just did some movies.
No, they were talking about it's a shared universe, like, that's going to continue for like 10 years. So, we'll see about that.
Holy moly.
CW stuff.
Lots of CW stuff. Yeah. Like, all the rest of the week. 9th, 10th, 11th.
Did you look? Oh, that's CW, too.
What is it?
I was going to say All American, but that's a CW, so we'll save that
one.
It is. The Haunting of Hill House on Netflix.
Yes.
Yeah, that's on Friday the 12th.
It is. It's a 10-episode series. Now, I don't know if that means, like, hey, it's only 10 episodes. There is no, like, season one, season two, just it. Or if it's 10-episode season one, then they'll see. Or 10 episodes, and then they'll see if it's a season. Like, I don't know is what I'm saying. Like, I don't know.
It looks scary as crap.
I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm watching that. And also, The Romanoffs on Amazon.
Yes.
They'll drop the first two episodes, and then it'll be weekly after that.
Mm-hmm.
That is not what you would think, because when I went to pull it up, I was like, oh, this will be, like, historical about the Romanoffs, but it's, like, the descendants, supposedly, of the Romanoffs in modern time.
It is, and it's ran as an anthology as well.
Right, yes. It's, like, different stories, like,
all over the globe, set around, featuring 8 separate stories about people who believe themselves to be descendants of the Russian royal family that are the Romanoffs.
And there were some big-name actors in there, from what I remember.
Let me see if it'll tell me.
Because I remember being sort of surprised, but like, wow, they're doing this show?
Well, yeah, Amanda Peet, Corey Stoll, Aaron Eckhart, Christina Hendricks, Katherine Hahn.
And it's from the creator of Mad Men.
Janet Montgomery, who I loved her in Salem. She was really good. That's really cool.
That looks very interesting.
It does.
I will probably watch that. We got... Oh, have you been watching, or have you subscribed to DC Universe?
I have not yet, but I am going to be doing that.
I've gotten into, like I said, watching Lois and Clark, old episodes.
Oh, so that's where you're watching it at?
That's where I'm watching it at.
I've been meaning to watch you because I, or ask you because I would like to, to go back and watch that. So since we've not talked about it yet, even though we are doing fall TV, tell me a little bit about what this membership service entails, what you get from it, that kind of thing.
From what I can tell, which, like I said, I've kind of, for me, I bought the 1 year subscription, which was $75, I think.
All right.
And also that will give me 3 months for free. So it will, it's technically a 13 month subscription for $75. And then I think you can do it month to month as well.
Okay.
But you get, Batman, the animated series in HD, Superman, the animated series, several like Justice League, Unlimited, Young Justice.
Wonder if my favorite Batman cartoon is on there.
Which one is that?
Mine is The Batman.
The Batman. Mm.
You know the one where they're in the... Everybody makes fun of me because I can do it because they're like, The Batman.
I don't recall, but I know
the to have a long DVD, but a grubby-handed, like, 4 or 5 year old that is now 12-year-old room of DVDs.
The Brave and the Bold is on there.
Ace.
Like Lois and Clark, the best show of all time, is on there. And then they have different... They have the DC animated shows, movies.
Okay.
All of them, from what I could tell. They have, like, documentaries. They have comics. You can read the comics on your TV, which is pretty cool.
Or can you do it on your, like, iPad, iPhone, or phone, whatever your
whatever
device of choice is?
You can. So from what I understand, the comics will be rotating and not just on there permanently like Marvel Unlimited is.
So if you want, basically what you're saying is if you want to read it and it's on there, you probably need to read it.
And the couple of things that I've looked at, some of them are just like 1 or 2 issues. I didn't see full runs of a lot of the stuff that I wanted to read. So, but there was current stuff and old stuff there. Not current. I mean, like, more current. Not like your pull list current.
How
like current? Like, Rebirth current. Rebirth.
Okay, Rebirth. Okay, yeah. That's pretty decent.
Yeah, but from what I understand, they're going to be tweaking it and adding stuff a lot. The regular movies are on there, like the Superman, the Richard Donner Superman, and the Nolan Batman is on there.
Okay. Now, is this something that more will come to it later?
Like, I feel like yes. I feel like they're going to be updating it quite a bit.
Okay. And is this the one where, you know, they've been talking for a while, we're going to have our own streaming service, we're going to do our own thing. So is this officially it?
Yeah.
And this is how they're introducing it?
Yeah, this is it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's what brought this up. On the, what date did we say this was? The 12th, October 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Titans will be premiering.
And this is a new show, correct?
It's a new live action show on that app, which I've seen the trailer for and was not blown away by, but we'll still probably watch. And they're going to continue to have more content just created, you know, just for their app. So,
well, I mean, with all these other places going to having their own streaming service, their own app, their own thing, Disney being one of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of inevitable that we're getting something like this.
Yeah, definitely. But I do wish it was more like Marvel Unlimited, where you had like access to their full catalog of stuff, because it feels limited as far as comics go.
Well, maybe that will improve. Maybe that's part of they're trying to see what people want to see and what people don't, if that makes sense.
Yeah. All right.
Let's see, what date was that? That was Titans, okay.
Yep, that was the 12th. And so nothing on that Saturday.
Mm-mm.
So October 14th, we've got
Charmed. That's a CW day.
Oh, yeah. Charmed is on fucking CW. The Alec Baldwin show. I did not look that up.
I did not either.
But that's on ABC. And also Camping premieres on HBO, which I did not look up either, but I think it has a pretty good cast for, from what I remember reading.
So the Alec Baldwin show is actually going to be a weekly talk show.
Oh, okay.
I guess it's going to be, and a lot of people are doing this. Jerry has one that he really likes that I knew, it's when I started telling you here that I was going to say this show, and then the name just went bloop.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one, it's sports related, so all the guests have some tie to sports in some way, and they actually are phenomenal. They're an hour long. We watched one, that was Jeff Gordon was the guest. It's just, there's an audience, a live audience, but it's just him and the one guest, and he talks to him for an hour, and it's kind of like a informal, just two friends talking interview, okay. If that makes sense.
Gotcha, yeah.
So we've watched Jeff Gordon. There was a Matt Hughes, who is a UFC fighter. And you learn, I learned things about these people that I've, followed them in their career for years, and I did not know. There are some amazing episodes. I will have to get the name of that and tell you guys later. But from my understanding of what I do remember, the Alec Baldwin show is going to be very similar. It's going to be one person, two chairs facing each other, the audience and each other at the same time, mm-hmm. and just talking, and each week will be somebody different.
Well, that sounds cool. Camping on HBO is created by Lena Dunham and Jennifer Connor, so the girls that were a part of the Girls show on HBO. Jennifer Garner is in that, too.
I saw her in the preview, but I don't know, what is this, what's the premise behind this?
It says that a man's camping trip with his wife and friends spirals out of control. It's a U.S. adaptation of a British series called Camping.
Which I did not know that. And I love, all the things British.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I'm now over here trying to find because there's a spot on DC Universe's website where it's do you have a code? And I'm like, what? There's a code? I want a code. Mm-hmm. But it keeps trying to give me a code to play the DC Universe online game.
Oh.
I'm like, no, I want a code to this. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
On October 16th, we have The Conners, which is mm-hmm. a spinoff from That Shit Show. That Shit Show known as Roseanne.
Well, it's not really a spinoff, so Roseanne, it's really confusing. So they're explaining it as, they're calling it a spinoff, but essentially they had decided to renew Roseanne after that what was it, just a handful of episodes?
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to renew it. We all know the story, yada yada. And then they were like, no, just kidding. We're not gonna, we're keeping it as canceled. So we're gonna give you this new show.
Where they kill her off.
Where they kill her. So it's still Roseanne. It's just she's dead.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Right. It's so everybody's like, oh, there's this new show, The Conners, and no, it's Roseanne. She's just dead.
It's going to bomb anyway. It's on
right. It's not going to. It's not going to.
And then after that, you have The Kids Are Alright.
Uh-huh. Which looked pretty good.
It did look pretty good. Actually, Ethan watched that premiere with me, and he said he wanted to watch it. And he doesn't even ever want to watch TV. Because it was set in the 1970s, and mm-hmm. it was a family with, six or eight boys?
Well, they're Irish Catholic.
Yeah.
That explains
it. So it's a huge family.
They have eight children. Mm-hmm. That's why I was partly interested in it, because, Jerry's family is Irish Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're a pair of working class parents, which in the 70s, that was a new thing for the mom to go to work mm-hmm. all the time. So working parents who are raising eight kids during the 70s, and they're Irish Catholic on top of that, which brings its whole, there's a whole depth and realm that comes with that alone.
But the mom the mom was real sassy, and she's kind of what sold me on the the trailer there.
None of the names were names I really recognized. Faces, there were some faces that looked familiar, but no names that stood out for me on that one.
And on that night,
Splitting Up Together. Yeah. Did you look at that one?
No, that was I know that was a show from last year with Jenna Fisher.
It was, but I guess I
never watched
that.
It. Yeah.
Right. I think it was actually a mid-season
it
or
was.
A summer or something, and I never watched it. But they showed me the preview this year, and part of me was like, oh, did I need, this is a good show. I should watch the show, but I actually don't know if it's a good show. So I might go back and watch season one if I have time to, because it looks funny.
Mm-hmm. Did you look up The Rookie?
I did.
Okay, what's
that is
that
a Nathan, it's a Nathan Fillion, guys.
Oh, really?
It is. Nathan Fillion is the main character. It's kind of described as like a starting over of sorts show. So he's a small town guy. His name's John Nolan. And I don't know what the life-altering incident is, but he has some sort of life-altering incident. And he decides he's going to pursue his dream of becoming an LAPD officer. So he is officially the fourth oldest rookie. So there's a lot of skepticism that we're going to get to see. It's Nathan Fillion, so I feel like there's going to be some wisecracks and some jokes. But it is a police Miranda show.
Okay.
I'm trying to say, there were, I don't know, I saw Nathan Fillion, and to be honest with you, I did not pay attention to who else was in this show.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's Nathan Fillion, and that is all that matters. You are correct. But yeah, I think I'm going to give that one a go.
On October 19th, which is Friday, Lore is on Amazon for six more episodes.
Is that season two or?
Yeah, I think so.
Section two or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's all I have. On this list, as far as October,
The 28th.
What do you have on that?
Midnight Texas.
Oh yeah, of course.
It's not going to be a summer or a mid season this year. It's going to be right up in there with everybody else. They're bringing that back.
The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina on Netflix. That's
yes.
October 26th.
That was my next. Oh my god, I need. I've been waiting for the show so freaking long. I'm really tired of explaining to people that there's a comic. There's all these people on my Facebook that are like, oh my god, I love Sabrina the Teenage Witch so much. Well, yes, I did too. But if you go into this thinking like Melissa Joan Hart, Sabrina Teenage Witch, I think you're going to be real upset. All right. Real, real traumatized. Did you read any of the comic that came out?
No, I did not.
Yeah. People be dying.
Good.
Like, she's a witch that, like, they have to sacrifice stuff to Satan. Like, I'm not kidding. In one of the books.
Well,
which
I love the casting.
Yes.
That chick was awesome in Mad Men, so I think she's going to do really well.
She fits the look
she
that
does.
They were going for as well, because it's also... It's very weird because they never actually say what year it is. Kind of like they do in Gotham. They never say. There's some old-timey shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's her 16th. So apparently becoming 16 as a witch is a really big deal. That's always been a part of the Sabrina storyline.
Mm-hmm.
But now she has to kind of choose between the witch world and her family and the human world and her friends, which was part of the Sabrina the Teenage Witch. But this is not... Just go watch the trailer.
Right.
Great. I'm so excited for this.
Were there any other, like, maybe mid-season or later type premieres that you wanted to talk about?
Yes. I don't know much about it, but I want to do more research into... It's got till November, so there's not a ton about it yet. But The Little Drummer Girl, it's a mini-series. Like, it's just a mini-series on AMC. So I wanted to kind of give some look into that. I've seen some brief information. It's based on a novel by the same title where a bomb explodes in the house of an Israeli attaché in West Germany. So historical-ish fiction, war. So they're trying to convert her to an Israeli agent. There's just a lot of stuff going on here. But it's a 10 episode, I think it was. Yeah. AMC miniseries. So, mid-season, so they don't have an official date.
I wanted to mention Brooklyn Nine-Nine on NBC. Yeah. So super glad that NBC ended up picking up that show.
Well, Fox, it was Fox, right?
Well, initially it was Fox, but...
Fox dropped them, NBC yeah. picked them up this year.
Yeah.
Like, that's a new... Okay.
Yeah. And who else was on there?
That's a CW. Gotham. The Orville.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gotham.
Gotham's
which
last.
This is all of our hashtag and friends. Mm-hmm. Be glad to know that this is Gotham's final season. But they have gone into this knowing since early last season, apparently, that this would be it. So I hope that means they tie it up.
Yeah.
Of course, it's a story about, like, Batman and Gotham, so you can't, like, officially tie it up.
Right.
You can't, like, there's going to be some, like, just don't leave us on a big, like, cliffhanger, you know. But I feel like this will allow them to, when you go into a season knowing, like, hey, before we even record season 5 here, we know that season 5 is it. So I'm hoping that means they can do it justice for me.
Yeah, I hope so.
I was like, oh, there's a new show, but that's also CW. We got lots to talk about CW.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
We sure do.
So that'll be on our next show for sure.
Mm-hmm. See.
Anything else you wanted to mention before we wrap it up?
No, I mean, you've got Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Orville, Blacklist, Gotham, Good Girls, if you started it. Mm-hmm. The Village on NBC, which, once again, not a lot of information about that one yet. The title has me going, and then, I never watched AP Bio. Did you watch AP Bio?
No, always meant to. It looked funny.
Something I watched would record after, before, and I'd catch, like, a snippet and think, that's funny, I should watch that, and then I didn't. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to find more information about this Village show, and, like, there's very, very little. Here we go. Residents of a unique apartment building in Brooklyn build a bonded family of friends and neighbors. So it's a... This Is Us Again?
Is it a comedy or a drama?
No, it looks like it's NBC, so it's definitely going to be a drama.
Okay.
But despite difference in race, age, gender, culture, and lifestyle, residents of a Manhattan apartment building find that their lives intertwine, the more complex and compelling their connections become, of course. And this provides life challenges better faced alongside family. So, because isn't This Is Us, it's set like they all live in like the same subdivision or some shit?
Oh, I have no idea.
I don't know, I have any idea.
I just know they do a lot of flashbacks and like fucking with the timeline.
Well, they do it on purpose. They flash forward, flashback. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know, but this all takes place in like one giant apartment building and it's a drama. So maybe I don't want to buy more Kleenex either, though. No, so
maybe not. Okay, well...
Ooh, Outlander.
Yeah, Outlander's coming back.
Outlander comes back. I have intents on watching that, but...
Yeah.
I might have to do some digging and have a segment on what happens on the Freeform channel, because Jenny and I found an interesting title to an article that we're like, we need some more information. Apparently, Joss Whedon is connected, or Whedon, excuse me, is connected. I had a big conversation about Will Wheaton last night, and so now I said the wrong last name. Anyway, found a title of an article. Joss Whedon has a detective comedy coming to the Freeform channel. So we get back at you on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll figure that one out. Speaking of Will Wheaton. I think you know what time it is.
Well, if we're talking me as a young child looking at Wesley Crusher, then it is definitely Nerd Eye Candy of the moment.
You're right. We have been watching Star Trek The Next Generation on Netflix here. And today there was the episode where Wesley was going to go to the academy finally, but for some reason, I missed the reason why he didn't. And then Picard promotes him to ensign anyway. Mm-hmm. And then he steps up on the bridge wearing his red shirt and sits at the helm. And I was so into Will Wheaton so much. And so that episode just kind of took me back to my girlhood there, and I had a little Will crush moment, and it was fun. It was nostalgic, and I just think he's adorable. I loved him on the show. His episodes were some of my favorites. And you know, he's just adorable. He really is. I loved him in Stand By Me quite a bit, so this was kind of like the older version of that, because he was a lot younger in that. But I don't know. I just a little bit of a teenage version of Nerd Eye Candy. Right?
And he's not a ugly man by any means, but I definitely was way more attracted to him when I was a young girl than I am now.
And I think a lot of that is like his character of Wesley Crusher for me, because he was nerdy and, you know, just like real smart and kind of funny. And so a lot of that goes into that, you know, the crush on the character.
Well, and as a grown, like, male, just not a character that we were also in love with. He's kind of a butthead sometimes.
Like, I think so.
Yes. Like, he comes off cocky and arrogant sometimes.
Really?
Like, yes. And like different interviews that I've watched with him and stuff. And it's like, I don't know. Maybe he does it because he like thinks it's funny. Maybe he's not really that way. I don't know. I have a friend who is a personal friend of his. They are very close. And she has nothing but amazing things to say about him and his wife. Mm-hmm. But she also gets really pissed off at him on a regular basis.
Really?
Yes. She's like, I think because they're a lot alike. So, you know, when you're a lot alike, sometimes you're like, but yeah. I don't know. Sometimes to me, he comes across cocky and arrogant.
Well, you tell your friend to tell him that he is my Nerd Eye Candy.
I will tell her. Mm-hmm. He will love that.
I'm sure.
Actually, he does. He loves stuff. Like she said, it kind of like makes him blush. Like he loves things like that. Because to him, he's just some guy with bedhead. And
right.
He's like almost 40 with bedhead, or is 40 with bedhead, I think is what he said last time. Somebody told her that, and she went back and told him. He's like, I'm just a dude with...
Yeah, he is. He is a dude. Just a dude.
He is just a dude.
Who are you duding about?
Who am I duding about this week? So, let me just say, I had some reservations about the Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan series.
Oh, yeah?
And then, folks, lo and behold... John Krasinski with no shirt on.
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
That did things for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I was watching this with Jerry, and I looked over, and I was like, he looked nice. Mm-hmm. And then I started dying laughing, and Jerry was giggling. Because you know, there's a scene where he's rowing, which the character Jack Ryan in the books he is very, like, he Rosie cycles just like John Krasinski's character, Jack Ryan, in the TV show, which they did take some, they made some changes, but kept some of the things about him. Like, he really is into baseball, loves baseball, so he can tell you, like, stats and teams and things like that. He's into, like, the cycling and things like that. But in the show, he is former military in an accident. Something has happened, and he's not anymore. He's gotten a doctorate, and he's an analyst. He's the numbers guy. He's a desk guy now for the CIA. In the book, he was never military.
Oh.
So he's not prone to be like, sure. Right. So there's one part where he's rowing and you can see like his arm muscles and stuff move. And I was like, And I looked at Jerry and I started giggling. And then I looked back at the screen and I was looking at facial structure and I was like, damn, Jenny's right.
Have you gotten to the sex scene yet?
I have not.
It's pretty good.
I have not. It was late that night. I started falling asleep. And this is Jerry's favorite book series. So we started it with him being like, I don't know. And I fell asleep because it was late. I had to work the next morning. So I made it all the way through episode one and almost all the way to the end of two. But I'll probably completely start two over because I was starting to get groggy. He made it to eight that night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think we're on like six.
He made it to eight.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, it's pretty good. If you like action, it's really good. If you like hotness in your eyeballs, it's really good. If you like anything to do with like military or police procedural drama, anything like that, it's really good.
Mm-hmm. What I've liked about it so far is the quote unquote bad guy, you get a lot of his origin.
His why.
Yeah, and it's pretty compelling.
It is.
You start to kind of feel for the bad guy, which is, it's one of those tropes in fiction that always gets me. Like,
you feel for him pretty early because, like I said, I'm only been two episodes in, and you feel you have empathy for him extremely early in this series. And then you also fall for Jack Ryan, not even as like a hot dude, just in general, like his knowledge and his ability. And you have some empathy for him pretty early on too. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. I don't know. I'm there. I am present for this.
Yes.
I'm digging it a lot.
You're here for it.
Yeah, very, very good. Amazing. And I've always thought John Krasinski was nice looking.
Oh, yeah.
Like, cute. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, something about him with the scruffle and the note. And I was like, oh. Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
And apparently, the show did well because I want to say there are new episodes to come. Mm-hmm. Like season two is already, they have launch dates and they're gearing and going.
Good.
So this awesome. It, like, yeah, I know. I was like, yes. But I also feel like, John Krasinski is kind of like, what is it they say about, Chris Pratt? If you couldn't handle me at my Andy Dollier, you don't deserve me at my Star-Lord.
Yeah.
I feel like he's the same way. If you couldn't handle him at his gym, then you don't deserve his Jack Ryan.
Well, I always handled him at his gym. So.
Oh, I did too. Because he was cute and he was adorable and you wanted to love him so bad.
Yes.
But like, the reasons I find Adam Scott attractive is the reasons I used to find John Krasinski.
Yes.
Attractive, and for the same reason I used to find Chris Pratt as Andy Dollier attractive. Mm-hmm. Now I have new reasons why I find Chris Pratt attractive.
And also, you know, John got pretty buff for that Jack Ryan role too.
He did, and just wow.
Yeah. He looks all right.
He does. He looks really good. And then it's impressive because doing that, especially not everyone can build muscle that way. Mm-hmm. Like you, everyone has a certain body structure and genetics and DNA and metabolisms and all kinds of things that play into this. And yes, I get John Krasinski's rich, but still, like, there are things that play into being able to do that. So then you're also highly impressed. And then you're jealous of Emily Blunt.
Yeah. And I think it's...
Because you're already jealous of Emily Blunt, but then now you're really jealous.
Right. And it's a little bit harder to see, like, with the Chris Pratt comparison, like, it was real obvious, you know, that he got into super great shape. But, like, John was always, you know, decently built. You know, he wasn't tubby, kind of like...
He wasn't tubby, but he didn't really... He didn't have anything. Right. He was kind of...
Lanky.
He was lean and lanky. Right. And
so, you know, when you see him all cut and stuff, you're like, oh, shit.
Right. When you see it side by side, it's like, oh, my damn. And he didn't even have to have a shirt off. Like, it's apparent.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, with it being action, shoot 'em up, bang, bang, bad guy, like, he has to take his shirt off a couple of times because, you know, injuries, bruising, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, this doesn't give anything away. I don't want to spoil it because it's obviously such a new show.
Mm-hmm.
But there was the part where the bad guy is digging around in the body.
Yes.
And I got, that's the first time ever in a show like that where I physically got a little ill. And Jerry's like, I can't, you watch like American Horror Story. And I was like, no, do you know why I'm physically, like, one, it's grossing me out. But two, I know that's that's real. Like, yeah. I can't shrug it off as like, it's American Horror Story and it's pretend.
Right,
like,
yeah. Somebody would legit real. Do that. Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty gross.
I was like, oh, boom. Mm-mm. And I just ate a bowl of cereal before that, and I was like,
ew. Blah, blah, blah. Better than, like, lasagna or something, I guess.
Oh, dear God. Thought you loved me.
I did. Man.
Blah, blah, blah.
All right, well, there's 2 hours of fall TV premieres.
Wait, I'm proud of us. Wait, what is this saying that we have for this, fine folks? Like right at 2 hours, maybe just a little bit more. I am super de-duper proud of us.
Mm-hmm.
One, we had content in your ear holes way faster than you anticipated.
That is very true.
We kept it under 2.5 to 3 hours.
Yes. Look at us.
Geek and Sassy on episode 27. May I got it right.
Yeah. Even though we skipped all of our normal segments. And yes, we finally
well,
did
no,
do that.
This is a special
is
show
special.
We do every year.
All right. So you can find us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. At Geek and Sassy. I am at Jenny Cruz 2814 on Twitter. And Miranda is at Mom's a Nerd on the Twitter machine, the Instagram,
the Facebook. Oh, which reminds me. Oh my God. Gotta tell you, super quick.
Tell me.
One of the girls from Heaving Bosoms has started following Mom's a Nerd.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. I was like, oh my God.
I know you love them, so that's huge.
I do. I love them. I may have girl crush.
Oh. Let's talk more about this off air.
Put that in the work folder.
I will. So, like we said, we're going to have our CW show next time, which will be fairly soon. And we will have our friend Russell Sellers with us. Do you have anything else that you want to plug?
I feel like I should, because you asked me that, so I feel like I should have something where I'm like, hey, boys and girls, I need you to know about this. But alas, I do not.
Well, I have, you know, the Talk and Pop with Tim Capel, and I have the Freak Out Drive-In with myself and whoever comes to watch a movie with me.
She better be having it with me.
Too. I will. Honestly, we're gonna do a crossover soon.
I love it.
I think we should say something about the Place to Be podcast. They are about to have their 500th episode.
500.
Isn't that amazing?
It's a really big deal.
Can you imagine 500 episodes?
Is that across all of us? Like, all of us have contributed?
No, that's just them. Just their podcast.
Just them podcast. Yeah. Wow.
That's amazing.
That is crazy.
So, congratulations to those guys, Justin and Scott, at the Place to Be podcast. So, they're on a
wrestling...
Yeah, they're on a wrestling feed. So, check them out. They do lots of fun stuff, you know, not just wrestling stuff. Well, mostly wrestling stuff, but they're going to have a big trivia contest.
Which they've done before, right?
Yes.
I thought so.
And then we've been on their Halloween episode. And
We have.
Their Christmas stuff, so check them out. And what else?
I will have a plug soon, but because I have nowhere to send people just yet.
Okay.
We'll have
more information about that.
I'm excited. Jeannie's got like 4 podcasts over here. So Miranda's about to have number 2.
Uh-oh. Can't wait.
I'm excited.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to Geek and Sassy. And, we'll see you next time.
Yes.